Indeed, welcome back to the second half of our doubleheader here tonight. Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic, the boys' game, be starting in just a few minutes as the Adams Central Patriots and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders will do battle here at the Patriots Gymnasium. The boys' contest features the Adams Central Patriots with 10 wins, 2 losses on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic comes in 14-0. Yes, another great Grand Island Central Catholic basketball team. It's class C1 team at or near the top of every rating you'll see for a C1. They're 14-0 on the year. Their last outing was Tuesday night. They beat Kearney Catholic by the score of 54-47. And before that, they won at Aquinas Catholic 58-46. So this is a road game number 3 in a row for Grand Island Central Catholic. But they are 14-0. They have a couple of wins over Kearney Catholic. They have beaten Minden. Minden's only lost twice. They beat Minden 57-41. Win over Lincoln Christian, a 10-3 team. Also win over Aurora, a 7-5 team starting the week. And Kearney Catholic and Aquinas Catholic in their last two. So Grand Island Central Catholic with 14 wins, no losses on the season. They feature some familiar names. The most familiar, I guess, you'd have to say would be Turner Fay. Turner Fay, him and Spencer Fay have been in this program, what, the last 6 years, the brothers. Turner's time now as a senior, and he's been going off here lately. A couple of games in a row before the Kearney Catholic game on Tuesday, Fay scored more than 40 points in the contest. He had, only 25 or so on Tuesday night, but Turner Fay has scored over 40 a couple of times this season for Grand Island Central Catholic. That's not normally the case for a Central Catholic team because they play such good defense and their offense usually doesn't score that high, but Fay has really been hot lately. A couple of 40-point-plus efforts this season and 25 the other night at Kearney Catholic, I believe, and so Turner Fay can fill it up in a hurry for Central Catholic, and he'll be, of course, the main focus of the Adams Central defense, but they have some other good players also, of course, on that Central Catholic team. Adams Central at 10-2 on the year comes in after a very nice win last Saturday at Donovan Trumbull, where the Patriots defeated Donovan Trumbull 96-60. The Patriots made 20 three-point field goals in that game, tying a state record. They won 96-60, had a 2-win weekend last weekend over Grand Island Northwest here and at Central at a Donovan Trumbull last Saturday. And they are 10-2 on the year, only losses to Minden and Ord. The Patriots have won 4 games in a row. They beat Loup City, St. Paul, Grand Island Northwest, and Donovan Trumbull. Their last 4, they are 10-2 on the year. They're led by Brady Barrett at 19 points a game, Matt Obermiller with the 11, and Nick Stein at 10 points per contest. The Patriots score 63 points a contest. They give up 45. They turn it over only 12 times a game, and they have forced opponents into about 14 turnovers on the season. The Patriots shooting 47% from the floor this season so far, and they come in at 10-2. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have the starting lineups, first quarter play-by-play after this 2-minute timeout.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G AGA's is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams Central. Jim, the starting lineup for Adams Central. Matt Overmiller, a 6'2" senior. Calvin Ott, a 6'3" senior. Nick Stein, a 6'2" senior. Jake Fowler, a 5'10" sophomore. And Brady Barrett, a 6'1" junior. For Grand Ott and Central Catholic, Tyler O'Connor, a 6'3" senior. Patrick Stoltenberg, a 6'4" senior. Caleb Plunder, a 6'1" senior. Turner Fay, a 6' senior. And Seth Wardeen, a 6'1" senior. So five seniors start for this Grand Island Central Catholic team, and Bill Gavers 14-0 on the year. Zach Foster's Adams Central Patriots at 10-2 start. The three seniors, Ott, Overmiller, and Stein. Brady Barrett, the junior, and Jake Fowler, the sophomore. Now it's the playing of our national anthem here tonight by the Adams Central Pep Band here at the Patriots Gym. The playing of our national anthem. And the playing of our national anthem by the Adams Central Pep Band before the boys of Adams Central and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders go at it here in high school basketball. Our fourth of four here on 1230 KHAS Radio. You are listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Patrick Stoltenberg, Tyler O'Connor, Turner Fay, Caleb Plunder, and Seth Wardeen for the Crusaders. Calvin Ott, Matt Overmiller, Nick Stein, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler for the home team, the Adams Central Patriots. Patriots go from left to right, and here we go. The Patriots will try to end the Crusaders' 14-game winning streak to start this season. The ball is tipped and controlled by Adams Central's Jake Fowler in the backcourt. The Patriots control. We're underway. Period. Number one, the Crusaders and the Patriots. Always a great battle when these two teams get together. Brady Barrett with the ball. Man-to-man defense for Grand Island Central Catholic. Barrett inside the lane, puts up a runner, scoop shot up off, no good, tip shot by Stein, no good. They battle part of the baseline, Stein there, and he's tied up by Tyler O'Connor, and it'll be Central Catholic basketball. The Turner Fay now, as we mentioned, is the big scorer. Now he's liable to shoot it from anywhere, anytime. Also go to the bucket for Grand Island Central Catholic, so, and he has the basketball, start things off, the 6 foot senior, five seniors starting for Grand Island Central Catholic. Bounce pass now goes to Tyler O'Connor underneath the Fay, lost it off his knee and out of bounds. Turnover, Crusaders basketball, Adams Central. Jake Fowler with it for the Patriots. And again, a good crowd on hand for this one tonight. This is not a Lou Platt conference game. This is just another game. No, not quite, but a big basketball game here tonight. The Central Catholic and Adams Central always win they play. Crusaders lost the basketball in their offensive zone, and the Patriots can't control it. They lose it out of bounds. So it will be Central Catholic basketball. The jitter's a little apparent for both teams start things out here. You got a 10-2 team against a 14-0 team. Big basketball game. Great measuring stick for both of these ball clubs. C1 Central Catholic, they're in the top 5, 1 or 2. In Class C1, the Patriots, a Class B team. There's a shot up and good from the wing, and Seth Wardeen for 3. Wardeen for 3 to start it out for the Crusaders with 1 minute gone in the ball game. 3-0, Grand Island Central Catholic. Wardeen, known more for his defensive efforts, buries that 3 to start the game for the Crusaders. Barrett drives, double-team pass, knocked out of bounds there by Caleb Plunder. Plunder, the 6'1" senior. Knocked it out of bounds there. Jake Fowler to inbound for Adams Central. Does to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller for the Patriots behind the three-point arc. Takes the 3, no good. Cleared there by the Crusaders. Patrick Stoltenberg on the clear there on the rebound. Pass underneath, stolen by Brady Barrett, so the Patriots get the steal there. Driving is Barrett, puts up the scoop shot, rolls off there, no good. Another rebound for Stoltenberg, the 6'4 senior, knocked away by Barrett. Rolls out of bounds on the near sideline, off of a Patriot. It goes to the Crusaders. 3-0 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. Off of a Crusader. Patriot ball over Miller, inbounds to Barrett. Barrett for Adams Central. Patriots trying to get on the board here to Fowler. Jake with it. To Calvin Ott. Into the lane goes Calvin. Dishes in the corner to Overmiller for three from the wing. In the hole, Matt Overmiller for three. The teams have matched threes. We're tied at 3-3. 6:07 to go, first quarter of play. Adams Central Gym and high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Right side, it's Caleb Klunder, the 6'1 senior, to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor, a starter last year for this ball club, along with Fay and Wardine. Deep in the corner, shot put up there by Stoltenberg is good for three. Patrick Stoltenberg, the transfer in from Grand Island Northwest, and he buries a three. So he moved from Northwest to Central Catholic, playing for the Crusaders this year. 6-3 Crusaders. Nick Stein for the Patriots to Ott. Bounce pass to Fowler. Jake with it. Man-to-man defense. There's a pass deflected by Wardine, but Barrett gets it. Wardine playing the defense on Brady Barrett. Barrett, the leading scorer at 19 a contest for Adams Central. Overmiller now to Fowler. Patriots have three players averaging in double figures. Barrett for three. Partially deflected, it looks like. No whistle, but was partially deflected by Seth Wardine. And Ashton Dirks comes into the game, the 5'11 senior for Jake Fowler for Adams Central. Dirks, the number sixth man for this ball club, averages 4 points a contest and 2.3 rebounds. So Dirks usually comes in and gives the Patriots a lift, and he's in there now as the first substitution. Central Catholic ball with the lead, 6-3. Top of the key, Wardine left alone for another three. Good again. Three threes in this quarter by Central Catholic. Two by Seth Wardine. It's 9-3 Central Catholic. So the Patriots, who made 20 in a game last Saturday in a big win, have seen three made against them in this first quarter tonight. Ott now to Dirks. Back inside to Ott. Works on Stoltenberg. Drives the baseline. Goes to his knee, but gets the ball back out to Stein. In the corner to Ott. He traveled. Traveling on Calvin. Headed for the hoop, but didn't dribble at first. Traveling on the Patriots basketball to Central Catholic. 4:33 to go, first quarter. 9-3. Grand Island Central Catholic in the lead. You know, Patrick Stoltenberg, a transfer. Caleb Klunder, also a starter here. A transfer in from Valentine, was the quarterback for the football team. He's a starter on the basketball team. Central Catholic, another outstanding team. Turner Fay turns from 12, shot up in the hole. Turner Fay, his first field goal. The Crusaders red hot from the field. I don't think they've missed. 11-3. 4 out of 5 shooting the basketball, says Gene Shaw. Pass inside, tipped away and stolen. Aaron pass there by the Patriots. Patriots digging themselves into an early hole. We're halfway through the first quarter. Fay for three, a miss there. Tipped around, grabbed by Fay. Stolen by Ott. Calvin Ott with the basketball into the front court to Overmiller. Matt Overmiller for the Patriots will slow it up here. It's 11-3 Central Catholic. Ashton Dirks drives. Dishes underneath to Ott. Shot put up. No good. Won't go down. But Calvin fouled on the play there by Patrick Stoltenberg. First foul of the contest. Calvin Ott to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. 11-3, Central Catholic, 4 out of 6 from the field. They've made 3 threes already in this game. Ott's free throw off the front iron, no good. Patriots come in this contest. Adams Central shoots only 61% from the floor. From the free throw line, only 60% from the free throw line for Adams Central. They make 1 out of 2 here for Calvin Ott, 11-4. As with the basketball, it's Fay now giving it to Tyler Barrientos, a 6-foot junior, the first substitution for Bill Gavers in Central Catholic. Tyler Barrientos. The baseline is Stoltenberg. Double team there, has nowhere to go. Passes wide. Barrientos there and out of bounds. Turnover, Crusaders. Zach Hollister in for the first time for Adams Central. Starter Jake Fowler back in. Calvin Ott, Nick Stein will rest. Tyler Staub, a 6'3 senior, in for Central Catholic. So Staub in the game for Grand Island Central Catholic. Brady Barrett controls for the Patriots down here 11-4. 3:20 to go in period number one. Ashton Dirks for the Patriots. Dirks at the top of the key, goes to his left. Dishes it in the corner to Zach Hollister. Hollister for Adams Hill, dribbles it all the way back out between the rings near the timeline. Patriots will set up their offense again. against this tight man-to-man defense of Central Catholic. Brady Barrett with it, goes to the baseline to his right, spins, dishes back out to Fowler, deep in the corner to Hollister. The defense gets over on Hollister, so no chance for the three. To Fowler, to Barrett. Good Central Catholic man-to-man defense. The Patriots work it. Barrett drives, scoop shot up, short, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up, and scores this time. Brady Barrett with the offensive rebound, his first field goal. Patriots have six. They trail it 11-6. Fay into the lane, and he's fouled by the Patriots. Allen Adams, Central Turner, Fay fouled before he could get a shot off. And Matt Overmiller picks up the foul. Overmiller on the foul there. And the Crusaders to inbound. They do to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen controls. To Fay, back to Wardeen. Deep in the left corner. Shot in the air for three by O'Connor's going to be no good and a whistle. And a rebounding foul call on Tyler Staub of Grand Island Central Catholic. Trying to get the offensive rebound. Climbs the back of a Patriot foul on Staub. Non-shooting situation. 2:29 to go first quarter. 11-6 Crusaders. Brady Baird will walk it across the timeline for Adams Central. 2:20 to play. Left wing to Jake Fowler. Fowler with the basketball. Gives up his dribble now to Brady Barrett. Barrett for the Patriots. Top of the key. Wardeen on the defense. To Barrett. Now to Fowler. Timeout, Adams Central. Zach Foster once and gets a timeout, so we'll take one with 2:06 to go in the first quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic 11. Adams Central 6, back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central only 2 out of 8 shooting the basketball, have only 6 points. The Central Catholic 4 out of 7 shooting the basketball. They have 11 points. They've made 3 threes this quarter, 2 by Seth Wardeen. Patriot basketball coming out of his timeout. 2 minutes to go before the end of the first quarter. Jake Fowler on the floor gives it up, and they roll the floor. Brady Barrett is out of bounds. He tries to call a timeout to save the possession. Brady's out of bounds on the far sidelines of the Patriots. Can't control it and turn it over to Grand Island Central Catholic. And they will throw it in. Tyler O'Connor on the far sideline between the rings will inbound the basketball in the backcourt to Seth Wardeen. And Wardeen, the 6'1 senior, dribbles it into the scoring zone. Defense there by Brady Barrett. Wardeen for Grand Island Central Catholic. Right side to Fay in the lane. Dishes it back out to Wardeen. Goes to his left but has no shot. Out to Tyler O'Connor. Top of the key to Fay. Overmiller with the defense there. Turner Fay goes to his left. Dishes in the corner. Barrientos with the shot up off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Four converge on it. Overmiller comes out of there with it for Adams Central to Barrett. 1:30 to go. First quarter, 11-6. Central Catholic. Nick Stein back in there has the ball. Stein, Overmiller, Ott back in. Barrett and Fowler for Adams Central. Stein lost control of the ball on the defense there by Staub. And Staub will get the basketball back and missed an easy layup. And Stein rebounds for the Patriots. Dodge a bullet there. And Central Catholic misses an easy layup there by Tyler Staub. And the Crusaders miss a chance to go up by 7. Patriots have the basketball. Fowler now to Overmiller. Left side to Barrett. Under a minute to play. First quarter. Barrett drives and he's held on the play. And Brady Barrett foul if he headed for the hoop there on the left baseline. Turner Fay picks up the foul. Team's third, his first. One foul on Adams Central. Caleb Klunder, the starter, checks back in for Tyler O'Connor. Brennan Anspaugh. 5'11 senior checks into the game. He is the son of Andy Anspaugh, the girls basketball coach for Central Catholic. Brennan Anspaugh is a 5'11 senior. Inbounds play to Overmiller. Misses the first shot. Gets his own rebound and scores. So Matt Overmiller with a basket, 11-8. Patriots have been 3. That's 5 for Overmiller. 45 seconds to go. The Patriots have been 3. They fell behind this game 9-3, but they're within 3, 11-8. Crusaders with the basketball. Klunder with it. Looks inside. Has no pass. Top of the key to Wardeen. Seth with the basketball for Grand Island Central Catholic as they look like they might want to hold final 30 seconds here with the three-point lead. That's the usual ploy of Coach Bill Gavers when he has the lead, make you come out and get you. Wardeen is has the ball. Now Bill Gabers takes a timeout, so we'll take a timeout with 21 seconds to go first quarter. It's 11 Central Catholic, 8 Adams Central, back in 30 seconds.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. For the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central was down 11-3 earlier in this quarter. It's now 11-8, so a five-point run for the Patriots. The final 18 seconds of the quarter, Central Catholic basketball. They'll go for the final hoop here, and Seth Ward, Dean Control, just holds the basketball. Going to give it to Turner Fay, and Turner's going to do some work here. He hopes against Matt Overmiller with 6 seconds to go. Fay goes to his right, stops, has no shot, but passes to Wardeen for three. Going to be off the rim, no good. Rebound to Jake Fowler, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Patriots can't get a shot off, so we played one. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 11, Adams Central 8. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, congratulations to the Adams Central wrestling team. They finished second at the Southside Conference meet today over Centura. Second place finish as a team for Adams Central in that wrestling conference meet today. 12 medals brought home by the Adams Central wrestlers. Wood River won the team title. Jake Fowler drives, shoots, and scores for Adams Central. The first possession, the first bucket of the game for Jake Fowler. It's now 11-10. The Patriots have scored the last seven. And it's 11-10, Grand Island Central Catholic. So Adams Central right back in the basketball game after an 11-3 lead for Central Catholic. Turner Fay shoots and scores from about 17 feet. Fay with only his second field goal. Again, he's gone off for more than 40 a couple of times this season. He is the big scorer, has four tonight. 13-10, Central Catholic. Overmiller on the left wing for three. We're tied. Matt Overmiller has eight. The Patriots have fought down back from eight down and tied it. In the second quarter here at 13-13, Overmiller has eight. Front court now with the basketball's Turner Fay. Overmiller with the defense there. Central Catholic with the ball. It's Seth Wardeen. Both teams have been in a man-to-man all evening long. 13-13 tie. Wardeen on the left wing. Back out to the top of the key on the dribble. Barrett with the defense there. Left wing to Tyler O'Connor. Five seniors on the floor for Central Catholic to Fay. Fakes in the lane. Dishes to Wardeen. Left alone for three. In the hole. Seth Wardeen has made three threes as the defense sagging off him when Fay heads for the hoop. And Wardeen has hit three threes. He has nine, 16-13. Favor of Central Catholic. Four threes in the game for the Crusaders. Ott in the lane, tipped away from him and stolen. Coming out of there with his Klunder. Up ahead to Fay. Shot up, no good. Fay hits the deck and he's fouled on the play by the Patriots. Looks like Matt Overmiller. That's on Overmiller. It's his second. And Turner Fay to go to the line to shoot two. For Grand Island Central Catholic. It is on Overmiller, and that's two. 6:22 to go. Overmiller, kind of the defensive specialist for the Patriots. In addition to being one of their leading scorers, he has two fouls now, 8 points. Turner Fay to shoot two. He throws up and good. That's five for Fay. 17-13 Crusaders. Not the Crusaders have any stats for Grand Island Central Catholic, but Fay's got to be above that 20-point average. Again, he's scored more than 40 in a couple of games this season. Turner Fay, great free throw shooter, has four this quarter, six in the game. And the 13-13 tie is now 18-13 in favor of Grand Island Central Cali because they've scored the last five. Stein in the front court. Crashes into the lane, puts up a 12-footer. It'll go down. Nick Stein, his first bucket. And it's 18-15 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Turner Fay now with the basketball. Into the corner to Clunder. Caleb Clunder, top of the key to Seth Wardine. Seth dribbles it now back between the rings for Grand Island Central Catholic. Number one ranked in some polls in C1. Fay for three from the wing. Off, no good. Tipped around. It goes to Stein. Grabs the rebound. Front court pass to Overmiller. Passes over the head of Ott, and it goes to Fowler for Adams Central. So the Patriots avoid the turnover there. Jake Fowler in the right place at the right time. Brady Barrett with the ball now. He drives, puts up a scoop shot off the glass. No good, but he's fouled in the play. And Brady Barrett attacking the basket will go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Patrick Stoltenberg, it looks like they whistle it on. That's his second, the 6'4" senior. Two on Stoltenberg. And looks like he might sit down as Tyler Staub, the 6'3 senior's back up to check in for Central Catholic. Barrett's free throw good. Three for Barrett. He averages 19. 18-16 Central Catholic. Stoltenberg does go out and Staub in. Ashton Dirks checks in for Adams Central. Calvin Ott goes out. 5:29 to go in the second quarter. Brady Barrett will throw up the second free throw. Made the first, made the second. He has four. Patriots have 17, and it's 18-17. Central Catholic, a good one going here at Patriot Gym. Front court, it's Turner Fay. Fay controlling the ball more in this second quarter. Stoss puts up a runner from 12. No good rebound. Overmiller. Overmiller to Barrett. The Patriots can go ahead for the first time in this game. They've been behind all the way. Had a tie at 13. Barrett back out to Stein. Stein crashes into the lane. In the corner to Dirks. Fakes a three, drives the baseline, scoop shot on the run, no good. Overmiller tries to throw it up. It won't go. Rebounded to Central Catholic. 18-17 Crusaders. Front court, O'Connor for three. Off there, no good. Missed badly. Rebound Fay. Back out, top of the key. Clunder for three. Off, no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Brady Barrett. Barrett will run from left to right. Adams Central down by one. Barrett drives, puts up the scoop shot. Way short, no good. Gets his own rebound. Shot put up, no good. He's fouled in the play as Barrett hits the deck. That one's going to be on Seth Wardine. And Brady Barrett to the line to shoot two more for Adams Central. He makes them both. The Patriots will be ahead here with 4:41 to go in the first half. 18-17 Central Catholic. They jumped out to an 11-3 lead. Patriots scored the next five to make it 11-8 after one. Scored the first two of the second quarter to make it 11-10. We were tied at 13. We're going to take a timeout right now with 4:41 to go in the first half. Central Catholic 18. Adams Central 17, we're back in 1 minute.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Brady Barrett at the free throw line for Adams Central, shooting two, makes his third in a row this quarter. He has five in the game, and we are tied at 18. Second tie of the contest. Adams Central can get their first lead here if Barrett can make the second free throw up. No good misses, so we're tied at 18. 4:40 to go in the first half. Second tie of the basketball game. Turner Fay front court for Central Catholic. Goes up between the rings. Now right side pass to Tyler Barrientos, who's checked in, the junior. Barrientos left wing to Fay. Works the baseline against Fowler. Puts it up off the baseline and good. Turner Fay has six this quarter. Eight in the game. Didn't have the basketball that much in the first quarter by design. And I'm sure. And six this quarter, though, by Fay, as he's kind of taken over the offense. Ashton Dirks inside to Overmiller. Knocked out of bounds by Barrientos. Ashton Dirks on the floor with Matt Overmiller, Jake Fowler, Brady Barrett, and Nick Stein for Adams Central. Turner Fay, Tyler Barrientos, Tyler O'Connor, Caleb Klunder, and Seth Wardeen. And then a steal now by Fay. Turner Fay with the steal for the Crusaders. Stops and pops from 14 and scores. 8 this quarter, 10 in the game for Fay. He scored the last four, 22-18. 8 this quarter, 10 in the game for Turner Fay. Barrett will drive, put up a pass into the corner to Ashton Dirks. Dirks now to Fowler. Jake with it, 25 feet away from the basket on the left wing. Pass underneath to Overmiller. He will fake two Crusaders out of the play, and Overmiller will score. He has 10. So a good head fake there by Overmiller. Got two Crusaders in the air, 22-20. That's 10 for Matt. On court, it's O'Connor. Tyler O'Connor, they look for Fay. Overmiller follows him all over the floor. Barrientos for three, shot no good. Rebound underneath, chop it up, no good this time by Klunder. Gets another offensive rebound, misses again. Tapped around, grabbed by Fay. Another offensive rebound, that's three. This possession for the Crusaders. Fay drives, shoots and misses. Stein with the rebound for Adams Central, now to Barrett. 22-20, Crusaders with 3:10 to go in the second quarter, but the Crusaders work the offensive boards. Barrett dishes back out to Fowler, to Barrett. Turn around from 12. Off there, no good. Klunder with the rebound to Fay. Turner Fay for Grand Island Central Catholic. Slowly across the timeline with 2:55 to go before halftime. 22-20, Central Catholic leading Adams Central. Adams Central has never led. We've had a couple of ties in this game. Seth Wardeen with the basketball. Patriots have been in a man-to-man all evening long. Wardeen with it. Gives it up to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor bounce pass to Fay underneath. He will shoot on a reverse layup and score. Turner Fay with 10 this quarter, 24-20. 12 in the game for Fay, 10 this quarter. 2:22 to go, 24-20 Crusaders. Stein in the right corner, shot for three, going to be way short, no good. Klunder with the rebound. Didn't draw iron there, did the Patriots. Klunder front court to Wardeen. Seth with it. They'll look for Fay. Turner's taking the game over. He has 10 points this quarter. Fay with it. Fakes Overmiller out of the play. A runner from 7. No good. Grabbed by Fay. Puts it up again. It's no good, but he's fouled on the play. Turner Fay to the line to shoot 2 for Central Catholic with 1:58 to go. Foul on Adams Central. 1:58 to play. That one on Ashton Dirks, that's his first, only the team's third, only 5,000 Central Catholic. Turner Fay to the line to shoot 2. Again, Turner with 4 field goals this quarter, 2 out of 2 from the line. 10 points this quarter, 12 in the game. Up and good, up and the net there by Fay. 25-20, Crusaders. Zach Hollister checks in for Adams Central. Stein's on the floor with Ott, Dirks, Brady Barrett, and Zach Hollister. Turner Fay shoots the second. This one is up, and this one is in and out. No good. Nick Stein with the board for the Patriots. So 1 out of 2 on that trip for Fay. 25-20, Central Catholic by 5. 1:50 to go in this second quarter. Brady Barrett with the basketball for Adams Central. Knobs it inside, tipped away by Wardeen. Gets the steal. 2-on-1. Wardeen will drive, shoot, and score. Seth Wardeen with the steal and score. He has 11 in this first half. 27-20, the crew. Crusaders back up by 7. The Patriots had it tied at 18, but the Crusaders on a 9-2 run here. It's 27-20. 1:25 to go. Barrett now to Hollister. Pass tipped and stolen by Fay. Another turnover, Adams Central. Bounce pass to O'Connor. Drives, shoots, misses. Grabbed by Stein on the defensive rebound. 2-on-2 Patriots to our right. Stein dishes to Dirks for 3 from the wing. In the air. In and out. No good. Hollister, offensive rebound. Shot put up and good. Zach Hollister with the offensive rebound and score. And it's 27-22. Quickly front court, it's Turner Fay. Spins, whistle, foul on the Patriots. Zach Hollister with a defensive assignment right now on Turner Fay. Zach Hollister picks up the foul, and back end's going to be Van Overmiller. And Overmiller has to be careful. He has 2 fouls. He comes in for Nick Stein. That foul was on Hollister. 1 minute to go. Overmiller can ill afford to pick up his third. Crusaders inbound, they're up by 5. They inbound the ball to Tyler O'Connor at the top of the key. Tyler with it. Tyler O'Connor, Tyler Barrientos, Tyler Staub have all played. 3 Tylers on the Central Catholic team. They've all played tonight. That'll be on the exam. Crusaders basketball, 43 seconds to go. And And the Crusaders may go into this little bit of a delay here to control this clock with the five-point lead. Pull it out here. Go maybe for the last shot of the quarter. Wardeen has it. The motion offense here. Wardeen controls the ball near the timeline. Right side to Fay. 22 seconds to play in the first half. Crusaders by five and want to hold it for the final shot of period number two. Seth Wardeen with it. Wardeen near the timeline. Now to Fay. Turner with it. Now he'll work the final 8 seconds. Has it between the rings. He's still about 30 feet from the bucket, but he doesn't care. 5 seconds to go. 18-footer in the air. Off there, no good. Ott grabs and he's fouled from behind on the play. It won't be a shooting situation, but another rebounding foul on Tyler Staub, but that's only the 16th foul, so the Crusaders could take the gamble there and try to get the offensive rebound. Staub fouls, but the Patriots will still try to come the length of the 4.9 seconds to play. Inbound it to Barrett. He throws it up from about 80 feet. Got a shot off the backboard and rim. No good. It almost went down from near one end line to the basket at the other end, but falls short. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Grand Island Central Catholic 27, Adams Central 22. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're at halftime of the boys game here at Patriot Gym. Grand Island Central Catholic 27, Adams Central 22. Central Catholic has led all the way. The Patriots have not led in this game. We've had a couple of ties at 13-13 and 18-18. Central Catholic jumps out to an 11-3 lead. They hit three three balls in that first quarter of play, two by Seth Wardeen and one by Patrick Stoltenberg. It was 11-3. Crusaders in the first. They led 11-8 after one. The Patriots scored the last five of the first quarter. The first two of the second cut it from 11-3 to 11-10, a one-point deficit after that seven-point run. Then it was 13-10 Crusaders. We were tied at 13, tied at 18, but the Crusaders outscore Adams Central 9-4. In the final part of period number two, and Grand Island Central Catholic leads it 27-22. Turner Fay takes over in the second quarter for Central Catholic as he scores 11 points in that second quarter. He has 13 on the night. Seth Wardeen with three threes and a two-point field goal has 11 to lead the way to be 11 points for Central Catholic. 13 for Fay, 11 for Wardeen, 3 for Patrick Stoltenberg. Only three Crusaders have scored in the game. 13 for Fay, 11 for Wardeen, 3 for Stoltenberg. 10 for Matt Obermiller for Adams Central, 5 for Brady Barrett, 2 points each for Zach Hollister, Nick Stein, and Jake Fowler, and 1 for Calvin Ott. The Patriots outscored 27-22 in that first half of play, and Central Catholic leads it by the score of 27-22. Tim Marker has joined us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central girls, as they lost the first game of the night by the score of 53 20-23. Central Catholic with the win, and Central Catholic never trailed in the game, Coach. And boy, just too much for your girls tonight. Central Catholic just too big, too long, and they just didn't allow you anything inside tonight, and you just could not penetrate their defense. They played an outstanding defensive game.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job, and that's one of the things that they're good at. Their defense is usually the best part of their offense. And you know, we did cause them to break down at times, and we didn't convert, and we had a chance, but we had to come out with a lot more energy than what we did in the second half to be able to finish that off and be able to stay in there. And give them credit, they came out with a lot of energy in the second half and went on that quick run and you know, then got that nice big lead and were able to just kind of sit on it.
20-7 after the first quarter, but your girls come out and outscore the Crusaders 9-6, as your defense does a pretty good job in that second quarter. They do not shoot the ball well in the second quarter. You're only down by 10 at halftime, so a good second quarter by your kids, but you didn't have four quarters like that, did you, Coach?
No, we didn't, and that's one of the things we talked about, and that's one of the things, you know, have a chance to play a good team like GICC that can bring you with the difficult matchups that they do, and we got to take advantage of that and work on getting better. And, you know, they just did a good job of controlling us and pushing us outside and you know, making us try and run our offense too far out. And just had a difficult time getting into some of the things we wanted to do. The back door was there a lot of times, and we just couldn't get it, couldn't finish it.
Well, the basketball team, Central Catholic, is a pretty good ball club, Coach. Couldn't get to that 500 mark tonight, but I think you got a pretty good spark from Brianna Shook tonight. She had 8 points, did a pretty good job for you this evening coming off that bench. And she was a bright spot tonight, but again, just too much Crusaders. But Brianna had a pretty good ball game for you.
Yeah, she did. You know, and she hit some big shots there in that second quarter, and early on, then in the fourth quarter, or third, fourth quarter, did a good job driving the ball to the basket, being able to finish with some layups. And, you know, we just didn't keep moving the ball the way we needed to, and you know, gave them too much time to adjust, and then too much pressure out there. And, you know, again, they do a good job. And, you know, they came in with a little extra energy, upset over their last loss at Kearney Catholic. And, you know, that was kind of an eye-opener for them, and our JVs played them really well, so that kind of was an eye-opener for them as well. And so, you know, they didn't want to give one up tonight, and they definitely didn't come in here just expecting a win. They came in and got a win.
Well, Coach, your ball club down 6-8. Hastings High will be here. We'll have a city battle here next Tuesday, and then Lexington will come here next Thursday. So it's a tough week next week with Hastings High and Lexington. But the girls need to start getting ready for Hastings High now, starting tomorrow, at least thinking about it, don't they?
Yes, they do. You know, and I went up and watched them last night, and Hastings is a club that's better than their record again. You know, they just have such a tough schedule that they have to deal with. And, you know, and they're not a real big team. They have a little bit of height, but they deal with some of the same problems that we do, where you match up with some teams that have tall guards and they have big, solid post players inside, and it just is a tough matchup. So you have to try and do some extra things and play more aggressive on defense. And, you know, they're starting to shoot the ball a little bit better, and they work the ball around well. And, you know, they're actually, and they have some experience. So they're a pretty good ball club, and, you know, it's really going to be a tough challenge for us to be able to come out and get a couple of wins. Or, you know, and then Lexington, really good ball club, and you know, they've had a couple of down nights, some poor shooting nights that have cost them some losses, but otherwise they're still really good. They have Mandelka to run their point, and, you know, 20-plus points a night out. So it isn't going to get any easier, you know, all the way out, actually.
And the conference tournament will be the week after that for Adam Settle and all the teams in the loop. Well, Coach, you had a tough one tonight, but Hastings High, the next one's coming up Tuesday with the Tigers here on this floor, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll be out doing the game, and we'll talk to you early next week. Thanks for coming up here at halftime.
Okay, thanks a lot, Blaine, for coming out.
That's Tim Marker, girls basketball coach of the Adam Settle Patriots. They dropped the first game here tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 53-23. Here at halftime of the boys' game, it's Central Catholic 27, Adams Central 22. We'll be back with the third quarter in 2 minutes.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The unbelievable Tractor Tire Sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op Pivot Tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax Tractor Tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other Tractor Tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Central Cab 27, Adams Central 22. Third quarter about to begin in the first half. Adams Central shoots 36% from the floor. Central Catholic only 38%. Rebounds, Patriots 18, Central Catholic 9. 8 turnovers, Adams Central 2 only on Central Catholic. 7 steals for the Crusaders, none for the Patriots. 3-point field goal range, 33% for both teams. 75% from the line for Central Catholic, 67 for the Patriots, and no blocks in the basketball game. And Adams Central down by 5. They're on defense here as Turner Fay has the basketball with Caleb Klunder. Klunder for 3 in the air. In and out, no good. Grabbed by Overmiller. Overmiller, Fowler, Barrett, Ott, and Stein for Adams Central. Wardeen, Fay, Klunder, O'Connor, and Stoltenberg. Heading for the hoop is Matt Overmiller, and he's fouled before he can get to the hoop on Grand Island Central Catholic's Caleb Klunder. Inbounding the ball is Adams Central. Inside to Ott. Turns. Jump hook from 7 is no good. The rebound to Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg into the front court now to Turner Fay. Fay inside the lane. Dribbles it back out now. Just underway third quarter. Wardeen for 3. In and out of there. No good. Rebound to Fowler. 5-point Central Catholic lead. Early period number 3. Barrett dishes back out. Tipped away from him, but Fowler grabs it for the Patriots. Right wing to Overmiller for 3 in the air. Off, no good. Tipped out, grabbed by Fay. Turner Fay goes from left to right for Grand Island Central Catholic. In the corner to Wardeen. Seth, cross-court pass to O'Connor for 3 in the air. In the hole, nothing but net. Tyler O'Connor's first field goal. He's only the 4th Crusader to score, 30-22. Stein, front court for Adams Central. Into the lane. Shot put up, no good. You could hear that foul. Arm meeting arm there. Foul on Grand Island Central Catholic. Nick Stein to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul on Caleb Klunder. That's his 2nd. Stein to shoot 2. Nick has 2 points. Adams Central down here 30-22. Stein's free throw good. He has 3. 30-23. Adams Central has never led. We were tied at 13-18. 27-22 at the half. It's now 30-23. Stein's 2nd good. Nick makes them both, 30-24, Grand Island Central Catholic. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Front court, it's Turner Fay. Fay for the Crusaders. Those two lost control of the ball. It's off a Patriot, though. Knocked away by Calvin Ott. Knocked that one out of bounds. Coming off that screen. Plunder inbounds to Wardeen. Seth Wardeen for Grand Island Central Catholic. To Fay on the right wing. Fay had 11 points in the 2nd quarter to the free throw line. Back to Wardeen. Seth had 11 in that first half. 3 threes by Wardeen. Crusaders control. Wardeen on the dribble. Barrett with the defense. Right side to Tyler O'Connor. Dribbles it back out between the rings with the left hand. Fowler with the defense there. Left wing to Klunder. Cross court pass to Stoltenberg from the wing for 3 in the air. In the hole. Nothing but net. The big 6'4 Stoltenberg has 2 threes. Ups the lead to 9. Very patient offensively are the Crusaders. They get the three from Stoltenberg, 33-24. Pass underneath to Ott. Ott, reverse layup, will go in the hole. Calvin Ott, his first field goal, he has three. On the assist from Brady Barrett, 33-26, Crusaders. Turner Fay, left to the right of the free throw line, 15-footer, no good. Stoltenberg, offensive rebound, reverse layup, short. Rebounded by Clunder, back out to Wardeen. Left wing to O'Connor for three, in the air. Long, no good, offensive rebound, Fay. Turner Fay, another offensive rebound for Grand Island Central Catholic. Fay with the basketball. Turner has it, spins into the lane, double team, puts the head down but has no shot. Back to Wardeen, to Stoltenberg, right side to Tyler O'Connor. Underneath to Wardeen, he's fouled from behind by Brady Barrett. Barrett had the foul there. Wardeen would have had an easy layup. Ashton Dirks to check in for Adams Central, the 5'11 senior. Grand Island Central Catholic to inbound. Tyler O'Connor to throw it in, does to Clunder. Clunder to Wardeen, right side to Fay. Back to Wardeen to Tyler O'Connor. Again, the Crusaders are going to be very patient here. They have a 7-point lead in no hurry. 5:05 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass to Fay, cutting for the bucket. Shoots and scores, and he's fouled by Calvin Ott. Ott picks up the foul, and Turner Fay lost his defender. Took the pass at the baseline, drove in and scored, and he was fouled. 15 for Fay, 35-26. Turner Fay eyes the completion of this three-point play, up and good. He has 16, the lead now up to 10. Central Catholic has the lead back to 10. In fact, this is their biggest lead of the night. They led by 8, now it's 10 on that three-point play. 36-26, 4:52 to go in period number 3. Nick Stein with the ball, double-teamed to the lane, knocked away from him, stolen on the baseline by Stoltenberg. Patrick knocked it away and got the steal on the baseline. Front court, Caleb Plunder for 3 in the air, off. In the hole and back down. Clunder for 3. His first field goal. And it's 39-26. Crusader lead up to 13. Timeout. Adams Central will take one with 4:32 to go. Central Catholic has moved out to a 13-point lead. Grand Island Central Catholic 39. Adams Central 26. We're back in 1 minute.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
39-26, Central Catholic has got this lead up to 13 points, their biggest of the night. Patriots had the ball, Ott works inside, shoots and scores. Calvin Ott with his fifth point, 39-28. Crusaders have three threes this quarter, 12 points this quarter. They have a 39-28 lead. Calvin Ott with his second field goal of the quarter. Clunder with it. Caleb Clunder for Central Catholic to Wardeen. On the wing to Turner Fay. Turner with it, holds the basketball, fakes the three-pointer, drives, shoots and scores. Way too easy there. 5 this quarter, 18 in the game for Fay. He has such a quick first step. Hard for a defender to hang with him. Ashton Dirks left alone for 3. In the hole, nothing but net. Ashton Dirks, his first bucket. 4-3, 41-31, Central Catholic's lead at 10. 3:33 to go, third quarter. Seth Wardeen, top of the key to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor for the Crusaders, guarded by Dirks. To Seth Wardeen, Barrett on the defense there, Wardeen with the basketball. Crusaders in no big hurry here. They don't have to be. They're up by 10. They'll work against this man-to-man defense. Fay with it deep in the left corner. Turner Fay, cross-court pass to Clunder, left alone for 3. Off, no good, rebounded by Barrett, and he's fouled by Patrick Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg grabs Barrett on the wrist. That'll be his third foul, and Stoltenberg's going to sit with his 6 points and three fouls. Checking in will be Tyler Staub, a 6'3 senior, and also checking in for the Crusaders, Tyler Barrientos, a 6-foot junior. Stoltenberg with three fouls goes out, and Caleb Clunder will also go out. 41-31 Central Catholic, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Adams Central ball, Brady Barrett gets the screen back out top of the key to Overmiller. From there for three, nothing but net. 13 for Overmiller. The lead down now to 7, 41-34. Patriots battle back from an 8-point deficit in the first half. They were 13 down moments ago. Now it's 7. Turner Fay, though, has the basketball. Spins, turns, shoots over Overmiller. Misses. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And the basketball off of a Patriot. It'll be Central Catholic basketball. 2:39 to play third quarter. 41-34, Grand Island Central Catholic. Again, Patriots have never led. We were tied at 13-18 after Central Catholic jumped out to an 11-3 lead. Zach Hollister will check in, the 6-foot senior, his first appearance of the second half. Calvin Ott goes out. Jake Fowler will come back in, the starter, the sophomore in. Nick Stein out for Adams Central. So the Crusaders have played 8 guys. The Patriots have played 8 in the contest. In the corner, now to Wardine from the wing for three. No good. Rebound underneath there by Tyler Staub. He hits the deck, and he is fouled on the play. Tyler Staub got that rebound and got undercut a little bit there, and the foul called on the Patriots. Zach Hollister picks it up. Non-shooting situation. 3 team fouls on both clubs in the second half. 2:34 to go in the third. Crusaders inbound. Fay does to Wardine. He fakes, shoots, and scores. Seth Wardine. Wardine has 13. And it's 43-34. Fowler with it now to Overmiller. He drives, tipped away by Staub. Two Crusaders on the deck, Overmiller on the deck. Matt wanted a foul call, didn't get it there. And alternate possession on this jump ball call. It stays with Adams Central. 2:18 to play. 43-34. Wardine now with 13. Turner Fay has 18. Barrett inbounds underneath to Overmiller, knocked away from him. Overmiller goes to the deck again, comes loose. Crusaders have it. Fay will drive. Turner Fay on the drive. Shoot, then scores. Turner Fay with 7 this quarter, 20 in the game. The lead back up to 11. So the Crusaders answer the challenge. Led by 13, it was down to 7. They're back up by 11. 45-34 in the corner. Hollister for 3 in the air. Off the iron, no good. A battle for it and a whistle. Foul going to be called on Seth Wardine if he tried to get position to rebound the basketball for the Crusaders, but he fouls the Patriot doing it. Patriots will throw the ball in from underneath the basket. Hollister out, Dirks out, Ott in, Stein in. Ott, Overmiller, Stein, Fowler, Barrett, the 5 starters for Adams Central on the floor, 1:55 to go. Barrett bounces the ball off a Patriot. Excuse me, Barrett bounces the ball off a Crusaders. They all had their back turned to Barrett as he inbounded the basketball. He threw it in off a Crusader, wanted to grab the ball and score, but it went out of bounds. But it is off a Crusader, and Brady Barrett to inbound for Adams Central. Lobs it to Overmiller. Right side now to Nick Stein. Back to Overmiller. 45-34. Central Catholic by 11. Fowler with the basketball. Man-to-man Crusader defense. They've been in that all evening long. Fowler now to Barrett. Guarded by Wardine. Seth Wardine on Barrett. Shot up off the backboard. No good, though. Missed there by the Patriots. O'Connor with the rebound. 11-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic with 1:22 to go in the third quarter. Tyler O'Connor with it now to Staub. Right side to Turner Fay. Fay with the basketball. Takes the 3-point shot in the air. Going to be well short. No good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Patriot basketball. 1:10 to play third quarter. 45-34 Grand Island Central Catholic. With the 11-point lead, their lead has been as many as 13 in this quarter. It was 5 at halftime, so it's been a good third quarter scoring-wise for the Crusaders. Overmiller with it. Lobs a pass underneath. Nobody there but Crusaders, and they try to save the ball, and Wardine throws it out of bounds. He throws it over to Zach Foster, the Adams Central coach, on the near sideline. 53 seconds to play in the third quarter, 45-34. Overmiller inbounded to Calvin Ott. Calvin with the basketball, goes to his left, lost control, stolen out of there by the Barrientos. He goes to the floor, picked up, though, by Wardeen. Wardeen picks up the basketball. Front court now to Turner Fay. Fay for Grand Island Central Cali with 38 seconds to go. They get a play called from Bill Gavers on the near sideline. Play number two. That means the Crusaders are going to hold it for the final shot, probably, in this third quarter. Tyler Barrientos, the junior, has the ball now to Turner Fay. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter, 45-34. Central Catholic with the lead. Fay holds it between the rings, 18 seconds to go. Fay now with a couple of dribbles. Over Miller with the defense, 11 seconds to go. Fay goes to his right, gives the ball to Barrientos. Now to Tyler O'Connor with 6 seconds. To Fay behind the screen, takes the three, no good. Battle for it on the baseline. Barrett grabs it to Over Miller, throws it up about three quarters length of the floor off the backboard, no good. That's the end of the third quarter. After three, Grand Island Central Catholic 45, Adams Central 34, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Central Catholic outscores Adams Central 18-12 in that third quarter. The Crusaders' five-point halftime lead has gone up to 11 as we have a college basketball final. As Nebraska lost tonight at Texas Tech wins the game by one down in Lubbock. Texas Tech over Nebraska in men's college basketball tonight. 11-point lead for Central Catholic. They have the ball starting this fourth quarter. Seth Wardeen with it to Tyler O'Connor. Patrick Stoltenberg on the floor. Turner Fay on the floor. And Caleb Klunder. It's Stein, Ott, Obermiller, Fowler, and Barrett. So the 10th start of the game start the fourth quarter. We're underway. Stoltenberg with the ball for Central Catholic. Three threes in the first quarter, three threes in the third for Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central has never led, and they're on defense here, and Crusaders will be very patient with the basketball. Wardeen with it, man-to-man Patriot defense. Seth Wardeen looks for the cutter, finds O'Connor, double-team there, back to Wardeen. In the corner all alone, Caleb Klunder for three, well short, no good. Tapped around, grabbed by Stoltenberg, another offensive rebound. Klunder tries to save it, can on the far corner. It'll be Adams Central ball. 20 for Turner Fay, 13 for Seth Wardeen, 33 of the 45 points right there for the Crusaders. 13 for Matt Obermiller, only player in double figures for the Patriots. Brady Barrett, the leading scorer at 19, has been held to 5. None in the third quarter. Fowler dishes to Stein, now to Obermiller. Patriots down by 11. They had a tie to 13 and 18, but have never led in the basketball game. Obermiller, 13-footer, short, no good. Rebound to Turner Fay. Fay runs from left to right. Goes into the lane, puts up a runner from 7, no good, but Turner Fay fouled in the play. Fay with 20, he's 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. We'll go there this time to shoot 2, 6:44 to go in the ballgame. And it's going to be a very patient Grand Island Central Catholic team the way it looks in this fourth quarter, up by 11. And they'll force the Patriots to foul. It's only fourth team foul in Adams Central, but Fay will shoot 2 here, up and good. 21 for Turner Fay. Into the ball game, Tyler Barrientos, the junior, out of the game. Caleb Klunder for Grand Island Central Catholic. 21 for Fay. He shoots the second free throw. It is up, and it is in and out. Grabbed by Stein. Nick Stein with the rebound now to Jake Fowler. 46-34, Central Catholic by a dozen. They've led by as many as 13. Fowler, front court to Barrett. Again, Brady Barrett with only one field goal in this game. Loose the pass underneath to Calvin Ott. Ott turns, shoots, and scores from underneath the basket. 7 for Calvin Ott. 46-36. Now to Turner Fay, front court for the Crusaders. It's a 10-point ball game. Fay with it now to Tyler O'Connor, the right side. to Wardine, to Fay. Looks underneath for Barrientos, but no pass there. Fay spins back to his right, drives the baseline, will shoot and miss the shot. As he got past the defender there, but missed the shot. Under six to play, 46-36. Patriots will have to take advantage of all offensive opportunities here. Stein with the basketball. Nick with it to the free throw line. Stops, dishes on the wing to Calvin Ott. Inside on the baseline out is Stein. Turns on O'Connor. Stein in the lane. Puts up a shot to his left and scores. Nick Stein with a good offensive move. Six for Stein. It's down to an eight-point game, 46-38. Down to eight, Patriots. Had it down to nine in that third quarter. Now it's down to eight. Wardine's shot will be off there. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Overmiller. The Patriots can get it within six or five. Fowler front court. 5:12 to go. Still a lot of time. Barrett with the basketball to Stein. Right side Overmiller for three. In the air. In and out. No good. Hot rebounds and scores with a whistle and a hold on Granada and Central Catholic as the defender there. Tyler Barrientos went to the floor. Calvin Ott had a clear path to the rebound of the missed shot, and Barrientos had to hold Calvin. Calvin did get the rebound and scored, but before that he was fouled. Ashton Dirks back in for Jake Fowler. Non-shooting situation on the 15 foul in Central Catholic. Patriots to throw it in. Barrett does to Ott. It's stolen. Inbounds pass stolen by Turner Fay. He drives all the way, shoots, misses, but he's fouled. Turner Fay on the steal goes all the way and is fouled in the missed shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two more. The Patriots throw it away there. Exactly 5 minutes to play. 46-38 Central Catholic. So the Patriots within eight here, but the turnover there. And Turner Fay to the line. He has 21 points. We'll shoot two here. First one's up, and it is in the hole. 22 for Fay, 47-38. Through three, or in the third quarter, 44% from the field for Central Catholic, 40% for Adams Central. Patriots turned it over three times in the third quarter. The Crusaders won. Second free throw good by Fay. He has 23 points, and it's 48-38. Central Catholic up by 10, 23 for Fay. 4:55 to go in the ball game. Brady Barrett with it. Again, Central Catholic with the tight man-to-man defense. They've had it all evening long. Stein will drive, put up a runner. Shot will be short. A whistle, a foul before the shot. Nick Stein is hacked on the play. Foul calling Tyler Barrientos. That is the 16th foul on Central Catholic. Five on Adams Central. So Patriots will play it in. Barrett does to Stein. 4:44 to go in the ballgame. It's 48-38. Central Catholic in a wide pass by the Patriots. They turn it over once again. Patriots not executing on the offensive end here. A couple of turnovers in their last two possessions. They're down by 10 with 4:39 to go. Turner Fay with the basketball. The Crusaders will run the motion offense here. Fay gets the screen, dribbles between two defenders, dishes in the corner. Shot up for three by Tyler O'Connor's in the hole. Tyler O'Connor with the three. Buries it. He has two threes this half. 51-38, the second 13-point lead for the Crusaders with 4:20 to go. Lob underneath the Calvinott. Back out to Stein for three. In the air. In the hole. Nick Stein for three. He has nine. 51-41. The lead back down to 10. On court, Fay. He will drive. Reverse layup. Good. It will count and he's fouled. Turner Fay with the reverse layup and score. He has five this quarter. 25 in the game. 53-41. Foul on the Patriots. It's on Calvinott. That's his third. 53-41. 25 for Turner Fay. Goes to the line to shoot one, trying to complete this three-point play. 13 the first half, 12 this half, and shot up and good. 13 this half, 13 each half for Fay, 54-41. 13-point lead once again for Central Catholic. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Barrett now to Dirks. Ashton with it. We're under 4 minutes in period number four. Dirks now to Stein. From the wing for three. Well short, no good. Offensive rebound up. Out in the pass to Stein. Drive, shoots. Misses, but a whistle. And a pushing foul on Granada and Central Catholic's Tyler Barrientos. That should be the 17th foul, and Nick Stein is going to go the line for the 1-1 for Adams Central. Nick with five this quarter, nine in the game. So it'll be a one-end bonus on the 17th foul on Central Catholic. 3:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Granada and Central Catholic with their lead back up to 13 at 54-41. Stein's free throw well short off the front iron, no good. Stoltenberg rebounds to Fay, knocked out of bounds by Obermiller. So the Patriots down by 13, and Jake Fowler checks in for Matt Obermiller. Obermiller has been trying to guard Turner Fay all evening long. He's sending a lot of energy, plus scoring 13 points. So Obermiller's had that task most of the night. The inbound to the Crusaders to Turner Fay into the offensive zone. This is in the corner. Shot up for three for Stoltenberg is going to be no good. Fay, offensive rebound. Turner Fay double team there and a whistle. Timeout, Bill Gavers of Adams Central. Excuse me, of Central Catholic. Timeout on the floor, 3:37 to go in period number four. Grand Island Central Catholic 54, Adams Central 41. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
3 minutes and 37 seconds left in the ball game. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 54, Adams Central 41. So the Patriots in a bit of a pickle here. They just committed a foul with Central Catholic inbounding the basketball, and they do inbound the ball to Seth Wardeen. So 3:35, clock runs, 54-41. Now we'll see what the Crusaders want to do, as they'll be pretty deliberate here. They can free themselves up for a layup. They might take that, but other than that, they may not be putting up too many more threes in this ball game, or even twos from beyond about 8 or 10 feet. And Brady Barrett fouls for Adams Central. So the Patriots may be in that run and chase and foul situation, down by 13 with 3:18 to go. Matt Overmiller checks back in for Adams Central. He will check in right now for the Patriots. And somebody's got to go out. It's Calvin Ott. 3:18 to play in the ball game. To the free throw line is Seth Wardeen. He will shoot 1-1. Wardeen has 13 points, but no free throw attempts until this moment. Crusaders looking for their 15th win in a row this season. They're 14-0. Adams Central is 10-2. Free throw up by Wardeen is going to be long. No good. Stoltenberg offensive rebound. Another offensive rebound. Too many of those tonight for the Crusaders, and Zach Foster will be having a chat about that, I'm sure, after the ball game. Just too many offensive rebounds for the Crusaders, and there's a whistle and a timeout. To save the possession, Bill Gavers takes a timeout. The 3:04 to go as Ferriantos was trapped near the timeline. Timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic with 3:04 to go. Grand Island Central Catholic 54, Adams Central 41. We'll be back in 1 minute.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. For the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
After the timeout, Crusaders win by leading by 13. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Wardeen with it now to Turner Fay for Grand Island Central Catholic. Fay will drive. He'll put up the shot. He's whacked on the play by Calvin Ott. Ott picks up his fourth, and Turner Fay will go to the line for the 1-1 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Turner Fay was 6 this quarter. He has 26 in the game. He's 4 out of 5 from the line this quarter. This will be the 11th free throw of the game for Fay. He was fouled in the act there. 11th and 12th free throws. He's missed only two. And 9 out of 11 from the line for Turner Faye. He has 27. Second free throw is up. Makes them both. And it's 56-41, the biggest lead of the night for Central Catholic. Up to 15 with 2:45 to go. Stein with the basketball. Will put up the shot off the glass. And good. Nick Stein with the field goal. He has 7 this quarter, 11 in the game. Quick timeout, Central Catholic. Central Catholic's Tyler Barrientos will hobble off, favoring the right ankle. In the game, Brennan Onspaugh, 5'11 senior. Jake Fowler checks in for Calvin Ott. So the bucket made by Stein and the injury there to go off the floor. 2:42 to go. Full court pressure by Adams Central in the backcourt. Down by 13, inbounded to Fay. Turner Fay with the basketball near the timeline. This is in the corner to Stoltenberg. 2:35 to play. 13-point lead to Onspaugh. Onspaugh with it to Wardeen. Now to Tyler O'Connor. The defense by Ashton Dirks. Now to Brennan Onspaugh, the senior. Brennan with the basketball. Lost it near the timeline. Lost control of it. Goes into the backcourt. Knocked out of bounds. Off of a Crusader. It'll be Patriot basketball. 2:19 to play. 56-43. Grand Island Central Catholic the lead. Overmiller inbounds in the backcourt to Nick Stein. Stein for the Patriots. To the free throw line. Inside the lane. Puts up the shot. Off the glass. Good again. That's 9 this quarter for Nick Stein. 56-45. The lead to 11. 13 in the game for Stein. And Barrett fouls Turner Fay. Brady Barrett with the foul there for Adams Central. And Turner Fay to the line to shoot 1-1. 8 this quarter, 28 in the game for Turner Fay. He'll shoot 1-1 on the 19th foul. 2:03 to go, 56-45. Central Catholic by 11. And they have led all the way. We were tied a couple of times at 13-18. Free throw up and good by Fay, 57-45. Ninth free throw of this quarter for Fay. 14th of the night for Turner. 14th free throw attempt. It's up and nothing but the bottom of the net. 58-45. The lead up to 13 once again. Inbounded to Fowler. Picks it up near the timeline. Clock starts now with 2 minutes to play. 58-45 Central Catholic. Brady Barrett on the drive. Puts a pass out to Overmiller. From the wing for three. A shot short. No good. Fowler with the offensive rebound for Adams Central. Jake with the basketball. Hounded there by Fay. Fowler grabs it on the baseline. Back out, pass deflected by Stoltenberg. He will get the steal goal the length of the floor. Misses the shot. He looked like he might want to try to dunk the ball. Patrick Stoltenberg lost control of it, and it went out of bounds. Didn't get a chance to dunk the basketball. And Stoltenberg lost control and went out of bounds to Adams Central. So 58-45. Patrick was trying to put the exclamation point on the ball game, but lost control of it. Couldn't get that dunk shot off. Calvin Ott back in for Ashton Dirks for the Patriots. They're down by 13 with 1:40 to go. And down into Brady Barrett. Patriots down here by 13. Barrett will drive to the baseline. Now pass underneath to Ott. Calvin shoots the five-footer and scores. Calvin Ott with 9. Quick timeout, Adams Central. So we'll take one with 1:31 to go in the basketball game. Grand Island Central Catholic 58. Adams Central 47. We're back in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Central Catholic 58. Adams Central 47 with 1:31 to go. Our fourth game of the day here on 1230 KHAS Radio. KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Gulis with you. The second of two here tonight. These Grand Island Central Catholic girls defeated Adams Central 53-23. Grand Island Central Catholic boys at 14-0 on the year and ranked number one in a lot of places in Class C1. Have led all the way. Again, a couple of ties in the ballgame, but Adams Central has never been able to get on top. O'Connor inbounds in the backcourt. Central Catholic ball. Patriots with pressure in that backcourt. Tyler O'Connor with it. Gives it up to Turner Fay. Chasing is Matt Overmiller. Fay into the scoring zone. 1:20 to go. Clock continues to run. Turner Fay with it. Turner's made a living at the free throw line, especially in this fourth quarter. Spins, but not going anywhere. The Crusaders are going to make the Patriots run, chase, and foul. And there's a foul on Matt Obermiller. And to the line is going to be Seth Wardeen for two. The Patriots over the at the 10 foul limit, so Seth Wardeen will shoot two on the 10th team foul. Crusaders have only two field goals this quarter, but Turner Fay has made 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 free throws this quarter. So 13 points in the quarter for Central Catholic. They have not needed the field goals in this quarter. Seth Wardeen will shoot two here on the 10th team foul on the Patriots. Seth's free throws up and good. 14 for Wardeen, 59-47. In is Brennan Unspahn. Out is Caleb Klunder for Central Catholic. Seth Wardeen with 14. One out of two from the line. Second free throw up this time is good. 15 for Wardeen. 60-47. Patriots down by 13. Patriots 13 points under their season average, but good defensive effort by Grand Island Central Catholic. Stein with the ball. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Stein with the ball knocked away from him by Tyler O'Connor. He goes to the floor. About four of them on the deck here. And a jump ball is called. And we've determined that the ball will stay with Adams Central with 57 seconds to play. Matt Obermiller, far sideline, to throw it in for the Patriots. And downs the ball to Jake Fowler. Fowler with it. To Barrett, drives in the lane, puts up a runner. It'll go down, it will count, and he's fouled. Grady Barrett with only his 7 point, well under his average of 19, but that's been, for the most part, the defense of Seth Wardeen. Basket good by Barrett, 60-49 with 51 seconds to go. Caleb Klunder checks back in for Brennan Anspach. So Barrett to the line trying to complete this three-point play. That was the fourth foul of Patrick Stoltenberg. Probably going to be kind of academic now, but Barrett makes the free throw. He has 8, and it's 60-50. Harrison Dirks in, Calvinott out for Adams Central. 60-50, Crusaders by 10, 51 seconds to go. Tyler O'Connor gets it in the backcourt. Quick foul by Brady Barrett. Barrett picks up his fourth. And Seth Wardeen to the line to shoot two for Central Catholic. Adams Central is going to drop their third basketball game of the year. They're going to be 10-3. Grand Island Central Catholic is going to win its 15th in a row to start this season. Adams Central will be off until next Thursday when Lexington will be here in a girls-boys doubleheader for the Adams Central boys, that is. Seth Wardeen misses the first. Anspaugh in, Klunder out for Central Catholic. Seth Wardeen with 15 in the game. Second free throw. Good. He has 16. Crusaders have a 61-50 lead. Jake Fowler for Adams Central. Final 45 seconds of the contest, 61-50. Obermiller with the basketball, gets a screen, shot put up before he can get the shot, put up a foul on Tyler O'Connor of Grand Island Central Catholic. 41 seconds to play. Matt Obermiller to the line to shoot for Adams Central. He'll shoot two. Matt has 13, but only three in the second half. Has 3 three-pointers in the game. Obermiller, long no good. He's had the unenviable task of trying to stay with Turner Fay all evening long. Matt is going to be a tired young man tonight. Missed the first free throw. 61-50. Klunder in, Anspaugh out. Anspaugh out for Central Catholic. Matt Obermiller eyes the second free throw. It is up and it is good. 14 for Obermiller. And Zach Hollister will check in for Matt Obermiller. That might be it for Obermiller. He has 14 points, and Hollister in the game, trying to keep the ball away from Turner Fay. They give it to him on the baseline. Tip stolen by Fowler, saves it to Stein. Stein drives, shoots, and scores. But Stein with the bucket there, 61-53 with 30 seconds to go. Quickly front court is Fay. Turner Fay now reverses his dribble, and he's fouled by Ashton Dirks. Ashton grabs Turner Fay and wraps him up. Turner Fay to the line to shoot two for Central Catholic. 27 seconds to go, 61-53. Turner Fay, 8 out of 9 from the line this quarter, has 10 points this quarter, has 30 in the game. 30 for Fay, he'll eye two more here. First one by Turner's up, and it is good. 62-53. The Crusaders have answered all of the challenges by Adams Central, have never let the Patriots lead in this game. Fowler out, and Overmiller back in for Adams Central. Turner Fay shoots the second free throw. 62-53, Crusaders by 9. Fay's free throw up and good. Two more for Fay. 63-53, the lead back to 10 with 25 seconds to go. Barrett on the drive, lost control. He's fouled on the play by Seth Wardeen. Wardeen picks up a foul, so one end of the floor to the other, we foul here. 63-53 with 24 seconds to play in the ballgame. Patriots headed for the hoop, trying to force the foul. They get one there on the Crusaders. Brady Barrett to the line to shoot for Adams Central. Brady has scored only 8, say only because he averages 19. He has not made a 3, hasn't even attempted many. Clunder in, Anspaugh out for Central Catholic. Barrett makes the first. 63-54. Second free throw is good by Barrett. 63-55, 8-point game with 24 seconds to go. Tyler O'Connor wants to throw it in, does to Turner Fay in the backcourt. Fay with 20 is fouled in the backcourt by Matt Overmiller. Overmiller picks up the foul, and that's going to be it for Overmiller. I believe he's got 5. Turner Fay will go to the line and shoot 2 more. Overmiller picks up the foul, and that is number 5 on Matt. But yeoman work by Overmiller trying to contain Turner Fay, something that a lot of folks are having problems with doing this year. Miller didn't have problems. He just did all he could to slow down Turner Fay, and Fay goes back to the line to shoot 2 more. This quarter alone, Fay is 10 out of 11 from the foul line. He is 12th and 13th free throws this quarter. Makes the first. 64-55. 33 for Fay, if I can add that high. I think it's 33. We'll double-check all of this when we're done. So he's going to get close to that 40 mark again. Fay, free throw is good. Makes them both. 65-55. 10-point lead once again. The teams trade free throws. Fowler a runner. No good with 15 seconds to go. In the backcourt now to Wardeen. The Patriots are going to let it run out now, and it's going to be over. Crusaders are going to run it out. They hit their free throws in the fourth quarter. Hold off Adams Central. The Patriots never lead it. Central Catholic controls from the get-go pretty much and wins the ball game. The final score. Grand Island Central Catholic 65. Adams Central 55. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
The Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders win the boys contest here tonight over Adams Central by the score of 65-55 to complete the varsity sweep over the Patriots here tonight on Soup Supper Night at Adams Central. The Crusaders win this boys game 65-55. Adams Central never led in this ball game. They had it tied twice at 13 and 18. Crusaders jump out to an 11-3 lead as they hit 3 3-pointers in the first quarter. Had an 11-3 lead. The Patriots get the last five of the first quarter. First two of the second cut it to 11-10. It was 13-10 Crusaders. Then we were tied for the first time at 13, tied for the second and last time at 18. Crusaders outscore the Patriots 9-2 in the final part of period number two, lead 27-20 in the halftime break. 27-22 at halftime of the basketball game. 27-22 as the Crusaders outscore the Patriots 9-4 in the latter part of the second quarter. 27-22 Crusaders at halftime. They move that lead up to their biggest of the night at that point, 39-26 midway through the third quarter of play. 4:37 mark, 39-26, 45-34 Central Catholic after three. Crusaders have the lead cut to eight. Patriots get to within eight at the 5:32 mark, 46-38. But the Patriots were forced into a run and chase and foul situation, sending the Crusaders to the free throw line, as they are going to do on a Bill Gaber's Crusaders team. They hit their free throws. The Crusaders 16 out of 18 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and let alone Turner Fay, 12 out of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Fay 12 out of 13, the team 16 out of 18 in the fourth quarter of the basketball game, and the Crusaders win it by the score of 65-55. So Adams Central never let it, tied it a couple of times, could get as close as eight in the fourth quarter, but again, Turner Fay makes 12 of 13 in the fourth quarter. Three other free throws made, 16 out of 18 in that fourth quarter by the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, and they win it 65-55. Another very good Crusader ball club, and Turner Fay leads the way tonight with 34 points for Grand Island Central Catholic. So Adams Central falls down to 10-3 on the year. Their next outing will be against Lexington next Thursday on this floor in a girls-boys doubleheader. The week after that will be the Lou Platt Conference Tournament for the Adams Central boys and girls. For Adams Central tonight, they're led in scoring by Nick Stein. He had 15. Stein had 11 in the fourth quarter of play, only four in the first three, but 11 in the fourth quarter, 15 for Stein. Matt Overmiller, who was chasing Turner Fay all over the floor on defense tonight, ended up with 14. He had 10 in the first half, only four in the second, 14 for Overmiller. 10 points for Brady Barrett, held 9 points under his average by the Central Catholic defense. And Brady might not even have attempted a three-point field goal tonight. Had only 10 points in the contest. And 9 for Calvin Ott, 2 apiece for Zach Hollister and Jake Fowler, and 3 for Ashton Dirks. So 15 for Stein, 14 for Overmiller, 10 for Brady Barrett. The Patriots with 55 points in the contest, 22 in the first half, 33 in the second half of play. For Grand Island Central Catholic, again, Turner Fay, 34 points in the contest tonight. 34 for Turner Fay. Again, he has 12 out of 13 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Fay, 12 out of 13 from the line in the fourth quarter. He ended up 16 out of 18 from the free throw line himself in the contest. And Central Catholic in the fourth quarter was 15 out of 18 free throws. Fay, 34, 16 out of 18 from the free throw line. 16 for Seth Wardeen. He had a couple of big threes in the first quarter that jump-started the Central Catholic offense. 16 for Seth Wardeen. 6 apiece for Patrick Stoltenberg and Tyler O'Connor, and 3 for Caleb Plunder, as the five starters did all the scoring for Central Catholic. 34 for Turner Fay and 16 for Seth Wardeen in the contest. And Central Catholic burying those free throws in the fourth quarter, 16 out of 18 in the fourth quarter of play, and they win it 65-55. Grand Island Central Catholic now 15-0, top-ranked team in Class C1 in most of the polls you'll see. Central Catholic at 15-0 will be playing in the Centennial Conference Tournament next week. They will be playing on Tuesday night. They'll be at home taking on the winner of Monday's Boys Town and Mount Michael contest. That's the next outing for Grand Island Central Catholic. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things here at the Patriots Gym. A doubleheader sweep in the varsity contest for Grand Island Central Catholic over Adams Central in the girls' game. It was Grand Island Central Catholic 53, Adams Central 23, as the Crusaders turn a 10-point halftime lead into a 24-point lead as they score the first 14 of the third quarter, go on to win at 53-23. In the boys' contest, Grand Island Central Catholic controls pretty much from the outset here, never let the Patriots lead in the game, and Central Catholic wins it by the score of 65-55. But we're not finished here at the Patriot Gym. Stay tuned. We have our post-game stuff coming up. The player of the game is coming up next, and then after that, the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Zach Foster of the Adams Central Patriots, their head coach, on the coach's post-game show. Well, that's it for the play-by-play. Again, the final score in this boys' game, Adams Central losing to Grand Island Central Catholic at the Crusaders 65, the Patriots 55. Stay tuned. The player of the game show is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace!
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. This is the Player of the Game program. After the 65-55 win in the boys' contest for Grand Island Central Catholic over Adams Central, the Crusader girls defeat Adams Central 53-23. In the boys' game for Adams Central, 15 for Nick Stein, 14 for Matt Overmiller, 10 for Brady Barrett, 9 for Calvin Ott. In the girls' contest, leading the way was Brianna Shook. She had 8 to lead the way for the Adams Central Lady Patriots, as far as the scoring is concerned. We'll name our Patriots players of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to our Player of the Game program. In the loss for the girls tonight for Adams Central, we're going to give it to Brianna Shook. Brianna coming off the bench, scoring 8 points, 4 in each half. 2 2-point field goals, 1 3-pointer, and 1 out of 2 from the line for Brianna Shook. She had 8. She'll be our girls' Player of the Game. And the Patriots lost on the boys' side of things to Central Catholic. We're going to give it to Matt Overmiller. Matt had 14, second-leading scorer tonight, had 10 at halftime, another 4 in the second half. And he was guarding Turner Fay, the outstanding scorer and player for Central Catholic, almost all evening long, so he extended much, much energy on the defensive end of the floor. Also scored 14 tonight for the Patriots, so Matt Overmiller will be the boys' player of the game. Brianna Shook for the girls, Matt Overmiller for the guys, our players of the game in this Adams Central doubleheader loss to Grand Island Central Catholic. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at Patriots Gym, this is the Coach's Post-Game Show. Zach Foster with us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us. A 65-55 loss to Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. And this ball game, Coach, you got it tied a couple of times after a very quick start by the Crusaders. They put you in a hole early, Your team battled back to get it tied a couple times, but just couldn't get over to the top of the mountain and get ahead in this ball game, could you?
No, you know, and you got to give GICC credit, and we've talked a lot about, and we've seen them probably five or six times in person, that the first 4 minutes of the game is crucial with them, where pretty much every game I've seen, they've jumped on people, and tonight was no different. I think it was 9-3 to start the game. I told our guys I was really proud of them, though, because they weathered the storm like we talked about and got it back. I think it was 8-11 maybe at the end of the first quarter after being down 9-3. And so, you know, you give credit to GICC. There's a reason they're 15-0.
Yeah, you have a 13-13 tie and an 18-18 tie. But, again, they go on a little spurt there. You just couldn't prevent them from going on spurts. And you might turn the ball over a few times in there at different times in the game where you lost the consistency, didn't get a shot up. And you can't do that against Central Catholic, can you, Coach? That was one of the keys tonight, too. You just weren't consistent enough offensively.
Definitely. You know, at halftime we talked about it, that defensive glass at times in the first half let us down. And turning the ball over, like you said. I mean, they play tremendous defense. There's nobody in the state who plays as good a defense as GICC does. And so, you know, you look in the mirror and you think, we got to take care of the ball better. But on the other side of it, you got to give them some credit.
Yeah, they have only five turnovers in the game on our count here. 91% for the line, Coach. You had to go into the run and chase in the fourth quarter, and they buried the free throws, and especially Turner Fay. And, boy, he's an outstanding ball player, isn't he, Coach?
Oh, he's the best player in the area. And I, in the locker room, I said that I would take Matt Overmiller over anybody we've played as far as an on-ball defender. He is tremendous. And Matt doesn't need to hang his head after this performance, because I thought he made Turner work for everything he got. And I don't know what he got from the free throw line, but it was a lot.
I think Turner ended up with what I got, to 12 out of 13 in the fourth quarter, 16 out of 18 on the line, 34 points tonight. And Matt has to be pretty gassed after all this. Still had 14 points also in the contest. Very good defensive effort also by Central Catholic, Coach. Just wouldn't let you get into a flow offensively in this game either. You just, again, that consistency, you couldn't get enough inside, and they took away your three-point shooting tonight too, for sure.
Yeah, and all the GICC coaches were at our Donovan game, and, I mean, they came in with a singular purpose, and to not give us open looks. And if I saw the stats right on your sheet, I think we shot 5 for 13 from 3.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good percentage, about right where we shoot for the season. We just didn't get open looks. And again, you give credit to GICC and their coaches and their players for how well they execute their defensive game plan.
So as it ends up, you have 44% shooting from the field. They have only 39% shooting from the field. So that aspect, defensively, you played pretty well. You just had to send them to the line. And they just made their free throws, especially in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you talk about turnovers and rebounding. Because if you don't hit the defensive glass, they get extra shots. And if you turn the ball over, they get extra shots. So even though they shoot a lower percentage, they get more shots, and you know the rest.
The out-rebounding, the Crusaders out-rebounding the Patriots 26-23 in the contest tonight. But all in all, Coach, still, you're still at the fact you're 10-3 with Lexington coming in here next Thursday, and knew this one was going to be a tough one. It certainly was, but what do you think is the most important thing your kids learned from this game tonight?
I think anytime you play against somebody who plays that kind of defense, it's going to help you. And we talked about it, that GICC is a great team. We feel we're a very good team, and the outcome of the game tonight did not change that. It's going to be a great film to watch. We'll learn from it. I think our offense at times was good tonight, and at times GICC's pressure is so intense that it makes you play too fast. I thought we had some opportunities we missed because of that, and some of our turnovers, quite frankly, again. I mean, you look in the mirror and think, we got to do better, but you tip your hat to GICC and their coaches for how they play.
Well, the Central Catholic game now in the books, Coach. Lexington here next Thursday, the week after the conference tournament, so you got a very important couple of weeks coming up, I know, especially with that tournament coming up in Lexington this Thursday, so it's time to go back to work for the guys on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, we talked about it. This is a big game because we have tremendous respect for GICC's program, and I think they respect our program. And so it's a big game for those reasons, but our big goals, you know, that we set at the start of the year as far as winning conference tournament and getting a district championship and getting Lincoln, I mean, nothing has changed by this game tonight. It's just kind of a measuring stick, and I think we'll learn some things that might help us down the road.
Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week, and we'll see what happens with Lexington here on Thursday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, boys basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. They dropped this one by the score of 65-55. We'll take our break on the coach's post-game show and wrap things up right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym for a final time here tonight. Our final stats in from Gene Shaw here in this basketball game as we talk with Coach Foster about shooting percentages. Adams Central for the game, 44%, 20 out of 45. Central Catholic, 19 out of 49, 39%. Rebounds to Adams Central, 26 to 23. Big stat here and one you always look at, turnovers. 14 for the Patriots, not that bad, but only 5 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Always play the game without turning the ball over, as, of course, any team does, little as possible. Only 5 on Central Catholic tonight. 1 steal for the Patriots, 12 for Central Catholic. Patriots, 38% from three-point range, 30% for Central Catholic. Patriots, good from the line, 71%, but the Crusaders, 20 out of 22 from the line, 91% in the game for Central Catholic, and no blocks in the contest. Central Catholic wins it 65-55. Turner Fay with 34 points. He's 16 out of 18 from the free-throw line. In the contest is Fay, 34 for Turner Fay to lead the way, 15 for Nick Stein, 14 for Matt Overmiller, 10 for Brady Barrett for Adams Central. The Patriots fall to 10-3. They'll be hosting Lexington on Thursday night along with the Hastings, along with the Adams Central girls. The next game for Grand Island Central Catholic will be Tuesday night in their first game of the Centennial Conference Tournament. They will be at home this coming Tuesday. The Crusaders now 15-0. The Patriots fall to 10-3. Other basketball finals today, Hastings College women and men split with Dort. Women win 59-57 on a Brittany Wong 15-footer at the buzzer. Lady Broncos win by 2. Dort over Hastings College men's team, 81-71. Nebraska loses 2 games in the Big 12 today on the women's side at Kansas State. Kansas State 64, Nebraska 37. And down at Texas Tech, the Nebraska men beaten by Texas Tech by the score, I believe, 72-71. But Texas Tech wins that game by 1 point, so the Huskers drop one on the road at Texas Tech tonight. Broadcast plans coming up on the basketball floor this Monday night, right here on 1230 KHAS Radio, the first round game in the Centennial Conference Tournament for the boys of St. Cecilia. They'll be hosting Columbus SCOTUS, 6:15 pregame, 6:30 tip-off Monday night. We'll have a St. Cecilia basketball game from the Centennial Conference Tournament on Tuesday night. It'll be either the St. Cecilia boys or girls, depending on what happens Monday with the guys. That'll be Tuesday night on 1230 KHAS, and also on our sister station, ESPN 1550 KICS on Tuesday night, right back here at Adams Central. Hastings High girls, Adams Central girls, and just the girls match up this coming Tuesday night, pregame 7:30, and first tip-off at 7:45. Hastings High girls at Adams Central on ESPN 1550 KICS on Tuesday. We'll follow St. Cecilia, and that Centennial Conference Tournament also next week. Well, that will do it here from Patriot Gym, and a doubleheader sweep for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. The final scores here tonight in the girls' contest, it was Grand Island Central Catholic 53 and Adams Central 23 in the contest. The boys' contest goes to Grand Island Central Catholic. They stay unbeaten. They beat the Patriots 65-55. Well, that'll take care of things from Patriot Gym. We thank you for listening. Be safe if you're out there this evening getting home or wherever you need to be tonight. I'm Blaine Bulis for our producer-engineer, John Dibron. Have a great rest of the weekend.